As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, and the sun is rising once again over Missouri, folks. It's time for a Show Me Showdown. We love to say that, Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's certainly a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday, February the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Each and every day, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like become local host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that zip code. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. European central banks in a fit over Greece. We'll talk about that. Swiss bank chief tactics. We'll talk on that as well. Go back into the history of law a bit today. Property, uniform commercial code, some of the history of law. We'll see where we can go with all of that. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Tuesday, February 16th. I love all those U's and T's and E's and oh, I love them. February 16th, 2010, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading up $16.20 this morning at $1,115.70. Whew! Above $1,100 again, and I'm liking it. Silver moves up 33 cents, trades at $15.85. Still looking for my $19 silver. Why not 20? Why not 50? Platinum moves up $22, trades at $1,535 an ounce, and palladium up $11. Really a good day in the precious metals so far, $430 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,105.50 for a low, $1,119.60 for a high. And the London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,115.20. We're 50 cents above that right now. The SPDR gold shares, 1,106.38 tons. They're holding just about as much gold as the country of China right now. Be aware of that. 1,106.38 tons listed on their website for a value of $38.5 billion U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, again, Friday, yesterday being a holiday, yesterday, Friday being a holiday. Well, go back to Friday. Friday closed down 45 at 10,099. The NASDAQ was up 6 at 2184. And the S&P closed down 3 at 1076. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, my name is still William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Let's go back into that market report for Tuesday. And look at the active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, gold again was trading up $16.20 at $1,115.70. All of the precious metals are up today. Most all of the currencies are up today as well, except the U.S. dollar index. Anyway, gold moved up $16.20, closing or standing trading at $1,115.70. Silver up 33 cents at $15.85. Platinum up 22 at $15.35 an ounce. And palladium up 11 at $430 an ounce. Again, the lows and the highs of the gold spot market. About a $14 spread in there, $1,105.50 for a low, $1,119.60 for a high. And again, we see these the SPDR gold shares. If you haven't been up and visited their website, I'm going to include that in our daily announcement every morning, simply because I feel that they have the potential to be not only a big player in the market, but they also stand as a potential threat. So pay attention, please. Crude oil this morning up $1.32. A large jump for crude at $75.45 a barrel. And that's 42-gallon barrel. So you can just do your math yourself, do the division, and you'll see what it costs to deliver crude oil into Oklahoma before it ever sees a refinery. You go out and look at your gas pumps. Last time I cruised by one, and I love to be able to cruise by them and just kind of thumb my nose. But anyway, $2.50 a gallon here in sunny southwest Missouri for diesel fuel, which is an armed robbery, virtually. U.S. dollar index, again, losing 30 basis points in early trading, trading at 80.09, coming back down to that 80 level again. The foreign exchange rates this morning, it's going to be part of our news and our discussion. We're going to talk about foreign exchange this morning. The Forex, the Canadian dollar, up 45 basis points, yet still trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, up 49 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. And you always have to round it up to get to 8. You know, I'm not rounding down. I'm rounding up to get to that 8 cents. It's 12.8723 pesos per buck. The euro this morning goes up 52 basis points, trades at $1.37. The euro's big in the news right now. The British pound moves up 9 basis points, trading at $1.57 U.S. And the Swiss franc, which has been at parity with the U.S. dollar in the past not too long ago, moves up 39 basis points. And that's not something the Swiss bank wants to happen, and we're going to talk about that. And it trades at 93 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the two-year bond's running at 0.83%. The 10-year bond is running at 3.72. The 30-year bond is at 4.68. And if I can find the article, we'll talk about the bonds, too. And then we have a mortgage rate, a mortgage market this morning. The 15-year mortgages moved down from 4.66% a month ago for 4.43% this morning. And the 30-year moves down from 5.66 to 5.04. Again, this downward move that we're seeing in the mortgage market, it had been going up. Now it's coming back. They're making it a little bit more affordable for people to get a mortgage. But, of course, you're going to have to add your points, your origination fees on top of that, and then you're going to have to find a lender that's willing to extend a mortgage to you. And as I always say, if you can get a 15-year mortgage rather than a 30-year mortgage, you try that one first. Make sure you can qualify for it, but you'll get your house for about a third of the cost. If you run an amortization rate on that, you'll pay far less interest over the life of that loan, you know, 15 years. You'll get the house paid off much sooner, and you'll be in a position to respond to the market changes as they may. Again, in regards to these treasuries, today, some of the new news that comes out off of Econo Day, you can find it up on the Bloomberg website under the economy section. Click on economy. It'll lead you over and open that page. And then on the far right-hand side, you'll see the economic calendar. Click on that. And then you'll see what the bankster gangsters are doing on a daily basis that so influenced the marketplace. And this morning, the Treasury International Capital Report comes out. And this is the information that we find there. First of all, what is it? These Treasury data track the flows of financial instruments into and out of the United States. Now, as we've been talking and teaching out of the DeLavoe and Howard's Business Law, 9th edition, what we found there when I started studying it is that what we're really looking at when you study business law in college in 1970, what you were looking at and what you were doing, you were studying the Uniform Commercial Code and its various applications, plain and simple. And so what they talk about in the Uniform Commercial Code at great length are all of these various and sundry financial instruments and how all of this little financial hoodoo, voodoo, and Ouija board tactics, how they all work and how the Uniform Commercial Code protects buyers and sellers and people that are holding in due course and so on and so forth. And as we've discussed in the past, you develop a language inside of these various and sundry skills and crafts. And it's that language and your various skills and crafts that then wall out or block out the rest of the world and makes you the expert, say, and gives you something to market in the marketplace of ideas. So anyway, again, these Treasury data track the flows of financial instruments into and out of the United States. When you say, yes, and the Fed. But we're going to have some form of clearing for all of the quote-unquote checks and financial transactions happening daily, by the bazillions all across the United States. And then we're also going to need to have something, some way, of dealing with importing and exporting foreign trade, foreign exchange. And we talk about the Forex every day. So these instruments then tracked include Treasury securities, and of course we talk about the bonds, the 2 years, the 10 years, the 30 year, agency securities. We got Treasury securities, we got agency securities, Federal Emergency Management Agency, SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency, all the agency securities, corporate bonds. The United States is a corporation, count on it. So is your state, so is your school board. Corporate bonds and corporate equities, buying and selling stock shares in these various corporations, including the Republican Party and the Democratic Party of your state. Why the investors care about this information? Data have been issued, the Treasury, the TIC data, what is it? Treasury International Capital, this is what we're talking about. TIC data have been issued for the past 30 years. But only recently, due to enormous rise in foreign participation in our markets, have they grabbed the attention of the international financial markets. Although methodologically limited, the Treasury International Capital offers a measure of foreign demand for our debt and assets. And always we pay attention to Japan. I'll pick it up right there on the other side and continue.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
see the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms one show at a time.
We've returned once again, and I'm going to go back to this Econo Day article in just a moment, talking about Treasury, international capital, but I do want to slide in this clip in between. I've got a couple of lengthier articles that we'll take care of after the bottom of the hour, but let me slip in this clip. This is off of the Kitco website. It's John Nadler, who's rather bearish, really, on gold, but he's a senior analyst at Kitco.com. And he's got some rather interesting things to say. So let's listen to this clip, and then we'll come back and comment on it.
Are buying gold, and many analysts expect this trend to support higher gold prices. Not so, says John Nadler, senior analyst at Kitco.com.
At the end of the day, it's almost a zero-sum game, and we could end up with transfers of gold from one region or another, let's say from the OECD to developing transitional economies in Asia and elsewhere. And so I don't see a net campaign where suddenly, you know, all central banks, big and small, embark on a huge buying spree and consume thousands of tons of gold from the marketplace. It's simply ongoing reserve management in my book.
China recently increased its tonnage from 600 to 1,054 tons, while India bought the 200 tons from the IMF. India holds about 6% of its total reserves in gold. China holds 1.5%. Now compare that to Portugal, which has 90%, and the U.S., which has 70%. But Nadler says these higher expectations are overblown.
Internal policy in China has been pretty much to keep reserves at about the 2% level. As far as India is concerned, well, they found themselves with about 4% in gold as of last summer, having not that long ago had... something that was deemed as prudent and safe to do. Central banks pay less attention to any particular time or price, but rather that what they pay attention to is the percentage of gold that they have vis-a-vis what policy dictates they ought to have.
Nadler believes that emerging market countries buy gold from the remaining 200 tons from the IMF and from the 400 annual tons per the central bank gold agreement, avoiding a supply constriction.
There's ample tonnage to be had if the transition economies and the smaller countries want to buy 10 tons here, 20 tons there. The percentage of reserves that is dictated by internal policies don't call for 60, 70, 80% in gold from any of these smaller places.
Without central bank buying as a catalyst, Nadler is expecting lower gold prices.
We're looking in a range of somewhere between... 750 and 1,000. Where the market will plateau is difficult to tell right now, but it certainly tempers these expectations of mega high gold prices that we've been hearing nonstop really since September of last year.
And
okay, so there you go. So you get the idea, first of all, that central banks are always looking to acquire gold. They certainly have the ability to do that. China has a smaller gold reserve. India has a smaller gold reserve projection than does the Greece, which they claim has 90% reserves in gold, and they claim that the U.S. has 70% reserve in gold. But, what they really have is anybody's guess. Is it tungsten bars or what, you know? But anyway, then it continues along. And as I said earlier, we said in the beginning, before I played the clip, he's always been rather bearish on gold as opposed to bullish. That means that he's not, he doesn't carry along these buoyant expectations that some of the gold brokers do. But as I like to do on this broadcast, I present it in a no-spin zone. I have nothing to sell. Not encouraging to buy or sell any product. Just kind of giving the market report every day as a way of keeping our stethoscope on the chest of the body politic and keeping our finger on the pulse, if you will, the monetary pulse of the world. So in all of this, share that link with you there, just to let you know that there's activity in the gold market. Some feel that the gold is going to go 1,500, 2,000, 3,000. Others, including Nadler and the World Gold Council, which are traditionally bearish as opposed to bullish, they think not. So just food for thought. Keep it in mind. And let's go back now and look at the rest of this article. I'm talking about the treasuries, because we're going to be talking for the next 20, 30 minutes or so on a couple of articles here that indicate that there's a substantial upheaval going on in Europe. And, of course, that then is going to impact the United States as far as dollars are concerned. And why do the investors care again about this Treasury International Capital? Well, go back in the archives for Become Vocal Local. I've been on now for 1 year exactly, calendrically, 1 year yesterday as of President's Day here on Oracle Broadcasting. So you can go back an entire year in the archives. And as I've said many times, each of these broadcasts is like a link. We're forging a new link every day. We put it in our chain, which we'll use to bind down our tyrannical and despotic government. And there's very few repeats. In other words, I don't rehash the same stuff over and over and over again. Others do, but I don't. That's what the archives are for. They're there for your use. You can download, you can iPod, you can do all the things that you do with them, and many do. I've been told that by at least one of my listeners that sometimes the broadcast is listened to up to 50 times. Sometimes the information I put out is a little bit too quick, a little bit too deep, and a little too rich for some, and so they use the archives to getting a better understanding of them. So back into this again. This Treasury International Capital, why are we paying attention to it? Why do the investors do? Well, bonds and the dollar are most sensitive to this data. In other words, when these reports come out. And therefore, bond and foreign exchange markets are more likely to react to this report than to the equity market. In other words, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. Strong inflows, that is, the demand for the U.S. securities, who give the bonds out all the time, treasuries, are needed to keep downward pressure on interest rates. Strong inflows also underpin the value of the dollar, since foreigners must purchase dollars in order to buy our securities. Every time something goes across the border, you've got to change the money over at the money changers' temples. And they get a little take for that, a little rake off the top, which they love to do, and they facilitate international trade. So we're right back into Jerusalem, folks, right back in the temple. Somebody needs to fashion a whip, but this is what happens, which is why we need to pay attention to demand and international commerce and all of these things. A strong dollar helps to maintain stability in all U.S. financial markets. But as we're going to find out in a moment, a strong dollar is not always the best approach. Since foreign ownership of U.S. equities is comparatively small, the equity market is less concerned about this report, U.S. equities. Now, the foreign demand for long-term U.S. securities this morning, the release, the information for December last is that there was $126.8 billion held in this international capital, and that was the, I guess, the forecast, but only $63.3 billion are the actual figures. I'm still new to this stuff. I'm not an economist. I'm an amateur historian, but I report on this stuff and read about it to increase my knowledge, and I share it with you as we discover it. So I'll find out what the significance is of these numbers as we go along, not necessarily today. Now, we've got a couple of moments left, another minute. I want to start into this one. Maybe I'll plug this instead for the next minute, and then we'll pick up a little bit more financial news on the other side. Tomorrow, I'm going to be joined by a guest. His name is Joshua Deathridge. He's a local contractor, wears half a dozen hats to feed his family of four children in Kabul, Missouri. Not too far distant from here. I've traveled over to Kabul and spoken for the Ozark Property Rights Congress annual meetings in the past, and I've gone and enjoyed their meetings in the past. And, of course, here in southwest Missouri, we have the far southwest chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress that initially I was involved with ever since the beginning. Here in Berry County, we have another chapter set up as well. So we're very into this idea of property rights. And Joshua Deathridge is bringing on a new community dollar. We'll talk about that and much more right after this break. Stay with us.
cutting edge talk radio online worldwide at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and as you all know, President James Garfield wrote these words long ago, spoke them, wrote them, whatever. They are recorded, they're attributed to him, right out of his lips to your ears. Here's the quote: "Whoever controls the volume of money in any country is absolute master of all industry and commerce," close quote. And so when we look at what Joshua Dethridge, who we'll have on with us tomorrow for the full 2 hours, is doing in south central Missouri, in the Kabul area, Mountain Grove, and other small communities, this idea of bringing on a community dollar, this is something that we can do to create islands of freedom, if you will, right where we are. If we're able to break the money master's control of money, the volume of money, in any country, then they're no longer the absolute masters of industry and commerce. And if you have ever lived in small town America, when you start to have the kind of success that Joshua is having, he's got over 60 merchants around Kabul and Mountain Grove using this silver community dollar, you're talking about just about everything that there is to, every place there is to shop. It's not like I've got a large assortment of places that I go. You could go back and look at the places that I've been in the last 12 months, and it's probably the same five shops. So if you've got a community dollar that's freely acceptable and exchangeable inside of that kind of a system, you can just about walk away from your Federal Reserve notes, that toxic slime. starts to come off of everything that you're doing. People are happier. People feel better about what they're doing. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow's interview with Joshua. I hope you'll join us then. And if you have any questions about how you could get started in this kind of a venue yourself, whether you want to trade puka shells or beaver pellets, or whether you want to try silver or just script concentration camp dollars, note your questions down and be ready to call in. We'll be here for the full 2 hours. Now let's go into another article. I wanted to reserve this time slot for these two. They're rather lengthy, but they give us an idea of some of the turmoil that's happening in Europe and some of the reasons why things go the way things go. Let's go right into it. This off of Bloomberg, February the 16th, Robert Weissen, our moral Kenna, Euro plunging on Greece gives export edge to Michelin. Well, Michelin, of course, as you know, is a tire manufacturer. But the budget crisis gripping Greece and depressing Europe's single currency is proving a boon for the region's exporters. Again, foreign exchange rates. The country's struggle to cut its deficits, this Greece, has pushed the euro to a fifth weekly decline versus the dollar. Again, the euro this morning at $1.37 against the U.S. dollar index. The drop has given manufacturers from printing press maker Koenig and Bauer AG, we'll talk about them in a little bit, but recognize that word Bauer anytime you see it. And remember that Rothschilds were Bowers before they changed their name to Red Shield, to Michelin and CE Renault SA, giving all of them an edge to sell their products at a discount. Part of the dilemma in this fluctuating foreign exchange rates is that when there's great disparity in the foreign exchange rates, you can move products globally and make lots of profit just off of the exchange rate differential, apparently. Here's a quote. If in coming years the euro is a bit lower against the dollar, all the better for us, close quote, said Jean-Dominique Senard, managing director at Clermont-Ferrand, France-based Michelin, the world's second largest tire maker. All right? If in the coming years the euro is a bit lower against the dollar, all the better for us. So we're not looking at these exchange traded funds, these currencies, as something that are just moving around in the market on their own volition. There are incentives to juggle the books, to do a little bit of fudging and hedging. The slide of the currency shared by 16 countries offers a respite to publicly listed companies, from Belgian retailer Delhaize Group to French software maker Dassault Systèmes SA, that generate more than half of their sales in the U.S. European Aeronautics, Defense, and Space Company. The maker of Airbus jets had previously called the rate of the euro to the dollar one of the company's biggest headaches. Again, the money masters working behind the curtain. The currency has fallen 5.1% against the dollar this year, and concerned nations with the biggest debt burdens will struggle to meet their obligations. And we've been reporting on that on a daily basis, which is why I give this market report. We've been watching the euro decline not too long ago. It was $1.51 against the U.S. dollar. This morning, $1.37, declining. Continuing, absolutely delighted. Well, no, let me go on. The currency has fallen 5.1% against the dollar this year on concerned nations with the biggest debt burden who will struggle to meet their obligations. Greece's borrowing costs have soared compared with those of Germany, and coupled with slow growth, that surge may hurt efforts to reduce the deficit. Then it goes on, absolutely delighted. Greece represents 2.7% of the trading bloc's $13 trillion economy. So if you were to look at the United States and the European Union as two big United Stateses, or, you know, the United States of Europe, the European Union has a $13 trillion economy, and the United States has $70 trillion in debt, conservatively. At a European Union meeting last week, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou, or Drew, and the European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet agreed on a plan that called for a closer monitoring of the Greek economy. Whatever happened to the idea of sovereign nations? Obviously, when they joined into the European Union, they sacrificed the sovereignty of their nations for the relationship. They compromised their principles of sovereignty for an economic relationship with the EU. Much the same way, and this is part of the furor that was created between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, but much in the same way that the colonies sacrificed some of their sovereignty and freedom as they moved into this federal compact, the Federal Union, the United States of America. Here's a quote. Given the strength in the euro in the last week, companies in Germany, France, and Italy are going to be absolutely delighted with its weakening now. All right. I hope you're paying attention. said Neil Duane, who helps oversee about $142 billion as Chief Investment Officer of Alliance Global Investors at RCM Unit. To be sure, a weaker euro runs the risk of stoking inflation because it makes the price of imports for companies and consumers more expensive. At the same time, European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet says inflation pressures across the euro region are still subdued, indicating he sees no immediate threat from a weaker euro. So weaker euro is to everybody's benefit, apparently. And then we do have to ask ourselves, well, if a weaker euro is to the benefit of the European Union, is a strong dollar policy advanced by Benjamin S. Bernanke, old Shalom, and Timmy Geithner, is that a good thing for the U.S.? Greek bailout? The currency may trade at $1.39 at the end of the fourth quarter, according to the median of 40 analysts and strategists to forecast compiled by Bloomberg. Adam Cole, a currency strategist at RBC Capital Markets, estimates a Greek bailout could carry the euro to the low $1.40s. The euro rebounded today, trading at $1.37 versus the dollar. The currency's 14-day relative strength index, or the RSI, edged above 30 for the first time in 4 days, a sign the currency may be poised to recover after dropping too fast. You start niggling and diggling around with things. Markets respond. Investors and speculators climb on board. They pile in. And it's everything that the central bankers can do to maintain stability. Delhaize, the owner of the Food Lion chain, I've never seen one of those Food Lion stores here, but apparently they get 70% of its sales from the U.S., and reported a 10% sales decline in the fourth quarter after the dollar had dropped 11% against the euro. Quote, this crisis has stopped the appreciation of the euro, which was adding to difficulties of industrial companies of exporters. Anyway, we'll pick that up after these words from our sponsors. Stick around, lots more to come today. Just get warmed up.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we once again return, and we're looking at this article, rather lengthy article here, the euro plunging on Greece gives export edge to Michelin. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website this morning, February 16th, Richard Weiss, Armoral Canada, Kenna, update one. Where they continue and they write, the aeronautical sector seems to be the first and obvious gainer in the euro's drop, and the car industry may also benefit. The idea of exports being improved by these swings in the finances. We're not talking about people out there, you know, in small town France, people in small town America, their own productivity, you know, influencing the marketplace, or all of a sudden, you know, finding natural resources in greater abundance than anticipated, unexpectedly, as they like to say, or something like that. No, what we're talking about is fiddling and fudging with exchange rates. It's the men behind the curtain. Printing money. The EADS said a swing of 10 cents in the euro against the dollar moves profit by 1 billion euros. Can I say that for you again? The EADS, whoever they are, said a swing of 10 cents in the euro against the dollar moves profit by 1 billion euros. Of course, we've seen a 20-cent decline in the euro in the last couple of months. That's at least 2 billion euros profit for somebody, and it may be every single day. I don't know. They don't say. While the euro has fallen about 10% versus the dollar since the beginning of December, it remains 6.2% above the level a year ago. Some European aerospace companies have bolstered operations in the U.S. to smooth out currency swings. And so it's not just cheap labor, it's monetary policy and fiscal policy as well that causes outsourcing and insourcing. Or countries of origin, countries of destination as the global marketplace for labor shifts around too. Continuing here, the problem is having revenues in dollars and costs with euros. Right? So we're learning a little bit here, taking the time to listen to these master blasters of the finances teach. Now, I know we may have listeners out there that are experts in all things economics, and I think this sounds foolish to go through, but I'm certainly no economist. I just read the stuff. So I learn as I read these articles, and when I'm finding an article that actually teaches me something, I enjoy bringing it to you as well. But the problem is having revenues in dollars and costs with euros. The only means to avoid a negative impact is to cut costs and to increase your costs in dollars. Zodiac Aerospace head of investor relations, Pierre Anthony Vostra, said, quote, "We've made progress on that and we're working on it further." Koenig and Bauer, whose presses print most of the world's money. Wouldn't you like a piece of that action? First, the possibilities for that. Koenig and Bauer, whose princes print most of the world's money, get all the kings and queens and all the nations to go to this idea of a international bankster-gangster central banking system, and then you design and create and maintain and deploy and renew and refresh and take contracts for printing the world's fiat dollars. Convince them that they need to go to full-color presses and all of that, right? You look at our multicolored, multicultural money these days. Again, Koenig and Bauer, whose presses print most of the world's money, said a stronger dollar offers leeway for discounts when marketing its machinery. The company generates 15 to 20% of sales in the dollar region, and a stronger U.S. currency helps bring in new orders, spokesman Bernd Hunsinger said. New orders for what? Printing presses. To print more money. As helicopter Benjamin Bernanke flies around throwing entire billions of these printed foreign products that they have to pay a little bit to have printed out the back door of his helicopter, right? Advantageous. A stronger dollar means we lose a competitive disadvantage on international markets, especially for standardized machinery where customers are very sensitive to prices, said Ralph Weikers, chief economist of Germany's VDMA Machinery Association, quote, "Some years back we hardly noticed customers reacting to price changes, but that has changed." VDMA represents German machinery makers with total sales of 160.1 billion euros in 2009. 73% of that sold in foreign markets. It expects sales for the industry to remain at the previous year's level in 2010. You can understand why, you know, Benedict the 16th encyclical, this idea of going into a universal, which is Catholic, if you look in the dictionary, a universal monetary system, universal legal system, universal system of government under, or governance under, the Vatican. Seems bizarre when you hear it, but Richard Bennett lays it out quite carefully in his works and writings. But if you're paying attention to that, you can understand as we move into this global system, this universal system where we have a universal monetary policy and a universal fiscal policy and communitarian law and the global community of man reigned over by the Papa, then things start to make a little bit more sense. But they write and continue. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde said February the 6th that the strengthening of the U.S. dollar is advantageous. Speaking after a meeting of the G7 finance chiefs in Iqaluit, Canada, here's Iqaluit again, she was there, Christine Lagarde. She said, we always complain about the dollar not being strong enough. This is clearly an improvement. No, we don't have an independent fiscal policy here. The lawmakers, the lawgivers, influenced by the Federal Reserve banking system and the Treasury. You know, we never talk about the Treasurer of the United States. We only talk about the Treasury Secretary. Why is that? Who is the Treasurer, the woman behind the mask? Usually of Spanish descent. What's up with that? Foreign exchange movements play a major role in investment decision for manufacturers, including car makers. Companies including BMW and Nissan Motor Company have sought to spread their manufacturing base to country to counter swings in major currencies. Of course, Nissan and Renault are bed partners. Here we go. A weaker euro is good for Renault. Or some say Renault. It's actually Renault. The French car maker that owns 44% of Nissan and makes most of its vehicles in Europe. Nissan, you thought it was Japanese, didn't you? Nissan Executive Vice President Colin Dodge said, companies often use forward rate agreements, put options and derivatives to protect themselves against currency fluctuations. So as we study this Uniform Commercial Code out of Bilbo and Howard's 9th edition, published in 1970, we really would need to go from there, consider that as history, almost ancient history, as rapidly as economics change, but use that as history and then move forward to understand this idea here, using rate, forward rate agreements, put options and derivatives. Perhaps they're teaching that in Harvard today. It's certainly not found in this book that I have studied so far. Options allow a company to buy dollars at an agreed-upon price and exercise the option only if it needs to. Derivatives include using puts and calls, which limit currency fluctuations to a range, as well as customized solutions that match the requirements of individual companies. Still, the dollar's gain hasn't stopped some manufacturers from continuing a trend of moving production to the U.S. BMW, the world's largest maker of luxury cars, will shift production of the XE Sport utility vehicles to its plant in South Carolina, and is considering assembling models such as the 3 Series and the 5 Series Beamers in the U.S. The moves are intended to reduce the effect of the dollar shifts against the euro, Chief Financial Officer Friedrich Eichener said February the 10th, quote, I expect we'll add more value creation in the dollar zone. Well, that's the first part of this continuing saga. We'll pick it up on the other side as we continue and begin hour number two. Do stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, Become the Alive, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Got a few minutes to go here in this first short segment before some of our affiliates and micros pick us up. But for the balance of this segment, you know, I can understand and appreciate and certainly can get on board with the idea of ending the Federal Reserve banking system. Nothing would make me happier to wake up in the morning and see the headline news, end of the Fed success. But at the same time, I have at least enough research under my belt to tremble at the thought, in two different ways, two different lines of reasoning, tremble at the thought of grabbing hold of the Federal Reserve banking system like a rotten tooth and yanking it out of our jaw. Yeah, but be careful, because there's more than meets the eye, and there's certainly far more involved in all of this than what most of the champions of T-shirts and bullhorns ever talk about. We need to be very careful that when we advance cures, that they're not worse than the disease. If you're going to yank the Fed out, and I'm all for it, tell me what you're going to replace it with. Somehow or another, we need to understand that we actually do live on a globe that revolves on its axis and circulates around the sun, and that there are people all over the world who have, for the last 100 years, 100 and almost 200 years, gone down the trail of the Industrial Revolution. Of course, in the United States, we're in a post-Industrial Revolution now, unfortunately, but not entirely. You hear people, well, don't make anything in this country anymore. Well, obviously we do. We're going to be making Beamers here. We make Michelin tires here. We make all kinds of things here. We make seats for Boeing airliners here, and so on and so forth, but many of the companies that operate inside on U.S. soil are not U.S. corporations. They're European and Asian companies that have come here because of all the benefits to gain and the losses to avoid by manufacturing for this marketplace offshore. So there's a lot to the matrix here. There's a lot in the mix. And we certainly haven't come to the end of manufacturing. I mean, I can drive within 50 to 75 miles of the little house here in southwest Missouri and drive manufacturing things all around. Lazy boy chairs. You might be sitting in one this morning. They're made just north of me in a small town called Joplin. Big factory there. Employs lots of guys making lazy boys so that everybody's wasteland in line in America can expand on a regular basis and they can crank up their feet with a little handle on the side in comfort as they watch the boob tube, for all the boobs that get programmed that way. But anyway, there's no end to the things that are made in this country. We're still making a lot of things. We don't make everything that we used to. A little sunbeam plant up there in Neosho is pretty quiet, but they still make outdoor things and poolside things and whatnot like that. They're just not in the toaster and steam iron business anymore. Not that that little plant ever really was. But we still also have a lot of logging and other things going on around here. Just a half a mile from my house, there's a pallet factory where they import locally grown oak logs and they saw them up into dunnage and one-bys and they make pallets. to ship things around. Well, of course, if they're busy, that tells you that shipping is still happening. And then about a quarter of a mile from here, there's a stockyard, a sale barn. And every Saturday and Sunday, they run many, many head of beef through there. So I know we're still making things. Well, when we come back, we're going to go over to Switzerland, and we'll see what kind of chocolate they're making this thing. Right, Beth?
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 16th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. For the audience just joining us now, my name is William Roberts. We always have good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And I thank you for tuning in. Certainly want to thank AM 1710 out of Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota for picking up the broadcast and carrying us in their second hour, as well as Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York. Good morning. Good morning, all. Going back in this in the first hour, we opened up with some financial news, financial reports, et cetera, as we often do, covering the news. And we're going to continue a little bit more on the news now. And then we're going to go into our study for this afternoon or this morning, history of law, property, uniform commercial code, the origins of common law, as far as we can go and as much as we can cover. But here, this article off Bloomberg, 16th, you can find it for yourself today and read it all. Swiss intervention a losing battle for Hildebrand. This is update two that I'm sharing. Foreign exchange traders, this written by Lucano Minandri, well, I'll forget about it, Anna Ruskout or something like that. Foreign exchange traders are betting the euro's slide will derail Swiss National Bank Philip Hildebrand's campaign to slow the franc's biggest rally in a year. Interesting first sentence. Certainly caught my eye. But as we see this morning in the foreign exchange rates with the Swiss franc moving up about 39 basis points against the U.S. dollar, trades at 93 cents U.S., and we've had the Swiss franc at parity and not the too far distant past with the U.S. dollar, we can understand maybe just a little bit more of what's going on here. Again, foreign exchange traders, all right, are betting. You know, you can just see them with the army blanket in the corner and their dice, you know, 7 come 11, 7 come 11, come on, baby, come on, baby. Foreign exchange traders are betting the euro slide. They got the little visors on, you know, pulling the chips around on the great chessboard of the world. Are betting the euro slide will derail Swiss National Bank's campaign to slow the franc's biggest rally in a year. I'm betting against the success of this bank. Well, find out a little bit more about it. Forecasters have raised the median year-end prediction, the fastest since 2006, Bloomberg surveys show. 16 of 28 say the franc, or the franc, will be stronger at some point in 2010 than when Hildebrand took office January the 1st. And it continues. Here's you some details. I want to get the overview rather than the details. If you want the details, they're available on the web. Hildebrand is struggling to tame the currency as the crisis over deficits and debt in Greece, Portugal, and Spain, here come the pigs again, didn't mention Italy and Ireland yet, but again, he's struggling to tame the currency as the crisis over deficits and debt in Greece, Portugal, and Spain boost demands for the franc as a refuge. We talk about that all the time, right? Safe haven. People go into the currencies for safe haven. Sometimes they go into the equities, the stock market for safe haven. Then they flood over into gold or silver or platinum or palladium. A lot of palladium trading hands these days for safe haven. But again, the Swiss National Bank president, Hildebrand, struggling to tame the currency. What is he talking about? Tame the currency. Drive the value of the currency down. Undermining, undercutting the value of the Swiss franc. So as we've seen this rise in the past year of the Swiss franc and the weakness, if you will, at least we ought to know that it's weak, of the U.S. dollar, you might have taken some of your Federal Reserve notes or your dollar-denominated assets and quietly moved them into Swiss francs. Well, heads up. Because Hildebrand and the Swiss National Bank are in there with a sledgehammer trying to drive it down. Listen to how they do that. They're going to have to carry on intervening, but it's a losing battle, said Geoffrey Yu, a strategist in London at UBS AG, who sees the franc gaining to $1.46 by December the 31st. I just don't think the SNB has enough firepower. Interesting, hmm? Speculation the European Union will have to bail out struggling member countries presents the SNB with its biggest challenge since announcing plans to curb gains by selling francs last March, following a six-month 7.6% rally. So last month, or last March, as I began to report that I was seeing a rise here in the Swiss franc, had you piled into the Swiss franc in March, you would have gained maybe 7.6 or almost 8% return on those Swiss francs, perhaps. All tax issues aside. Aid interventions. After the currency rose 0.7% in his first 3 weeks as president, Hildebrand vowed to resolutely prevent an excessive appreciation. Price moves indicate the SNB has intervened four times, now listen, including two sales in a little more than 7 hours on February the 12th. After four last year, traders said. Officials at the central bank, which doesn't confirm individual sales, declined to comment. Continuing, Hildebrand's ability to deliver on his pledge may have ramifications beyond Switzerland's economy, which is a little more than a 30th of the size of either the U.S. or the Euro's area. Continuing, the franc, euro, and pound are more in sync with the G10 currencies than the other seven, an indication they have the greatest effect on G10 foreign exchange rates. They have the greatest effect. Bloomberg correlation-weighted currency indices show, measured against a basket of G10 currencies, proportioned by how correlated they are with each other, the franc has almost tripled in value since 1974, outperforming all but the yen. The franc had its biggest one-day decline since the euro's 1990 debut, when the SNB announced its intervention campaign on March the 12th, slumping 3.2% to 1.53. It remained at 1.50 or weaker until December the 18th. 8 days after the SNB softened its monetary policy stance, pledging to counter, quote, excessive gains in the franc. Previously, central bankers had promised action against any appreciation. Now, traders have since pushed the franc up by 2.5%. It reached 1.45 11 days ago, the strongest since October of 2008. The currency remains 9.4% undervalued versus the euro as measured by purchasing power parity, which takes into account countries' relative cost of goods, etc. The median forecast for the fourth quarter and goes on. Betting against the Swiss National Bank is risky because Switzerland's trade surplus gives it enough cash to counter any level it deems unwarranted, said Lutz Karpowitz, a strategist in Frankfurt. Now, in the next segment, we're going to start getting into the minutiae, the minor details of how these manipulations happen, as revealed in this article. Find it interesting.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, and as for those who have listened to the broadcast for any length of time, you know that when I give this marker report out in the first hour of every broadcast, where I like to open the broadcast out, putting our finger on the pulse of the global economy, I oftentimes have used the phrase, it's like a crapshoot, it's like a casino, it's like a gambling house. That these markets are not operating in any format or any form that you know, whether you follow it with a chart. You know, every day I give out the gold, the silver, the platinum, palladium, the lows, the highs, the London Gold Fix, the SPDR gold shares, the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P crude, USDX, a variety, our little basket of foreign exchange rates, the bonds, and the mortgages. Been doing it for well over 18 months now. And I've been keeping these kind of charts all the way back into the mid-1990s. Been watching this for a long time. There's no rhyme. There's no reason. These markets are like just a casino. It's a guessing game. It's a crapshoot. Well, when I see an article like this one on Bloomberg, obviously I'm not alone. These are just the three of the subheads inside of here. All right? Risky bet, off hours, and double down. Sounds kind of like a gaming house to this article author as well. Let's find out a little bit more about this risky bet. Again, betting against the SNB, the Swiss National Bank, risky. Because Switzerland's trade surplus gives it enough cash to counter any level it deems unwarranted. Continuing, they can easily protect the franc from appreciating too much. They don't have any inflationary pressure that would be fueled by pouring intervention cash into the economy. As the Swiss National Bank sold francs in 2009, Switzerland's foreign reserves grew to $91.3 billion as of November the 30th, more than doubling from a year earlier, the biggest percentage gain among the world's 25 largest economies. The Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC, last year's third most accurate euro-franc forecaster, said its bullish year-end prediction of 1.45 per euro isn't based on a belief that Hildebrand would lose a showdown with currency traders. All right, so you got these people with computers all over the world. And we heard about this high-speed, you know, forward trading, all that sort of stuff. High-speed trading. All the electronic exchanges that are out there running. I've reported on numerous times, brought to your attention that this USDX, the dollar index, is the apparently some kind of a traded thing on the, copyrighted no doubt, traded thing on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. You can find it right there. They cover lots of things, but there they trade this USDX. It's not the dollar from the Constitution. It's not the dollar that they'll have going around and circulating in Kabul and Mountain Grove when we talk with Joshua Deathridge tomorrow, which we will do. For those just joining us tomorrow, be sure and be on with us for the full 2 hours. We're going to talk about community money, taking back the control locally. So continuing from this article, then, it's not what we think the market is going to, it's not that we think the market is going to break the SNB, the Swiss National Bank. We just think that it's going to be on the SNB's own terms. In other words, they're willing to mess with their monetary policy, but the messaging is going to be done with Swiss authority as opposed to someone coming in like the United States and trying to muscle their way around inside of the room. Swiss authorities will be more accepting of a stronger exchange rate because it is a sign of a gradual global recovery. Now here, some more of the details. Here's some of the more details. off-hour trading. The Swiss National Bank probably sold francs on March the 12th, June the 24th, September the 30th, and November the 26th, said you at UBS, the world's second largest currency trader. Now remember, some days I come on the broadcast and I'm looking at the charts on Kitco and elsewhere, and I learned a phrase from one of these exchange-traded fund analysts in the past, this concept of a waterfall, where all of a sudden you're coming along and everything is just going swimmingly on the day, watching the gold progress. And then all of a sudden it just takes a waterfall, or it climbs a mountain, it goes straight up or drops straight down. Indicative of exchange-traded fund people coming into the market. Now listen, again, off hours. This year, policymakers may be trying to boost the impact of their franc sales by acting outside of the continent's trading hours, said Neil Jones, head of European hedge fund sales in London at Mizuho Corporate Bank Limited. Quote, you've got a better chance of getting results, close quote, by, quote, coming in at obscure times when the market isn't expecting it, close quote, Jones said. This is like the idea of our President's Working Group on Financial Markets. This is where we, the people, and all the businesses and the corporations are having to bet against the actions of a central bank manipulating the markets. Traders said, notice they gave dates, March the 12th, June the 24th, September the 30th, November 26th. I intend to go back and check my charts there as well. But traders said that the SNB, the Swiss National Bank, probably intervened at 6:22 p.m. in Zurich on January the 29th. I mean, they got it right down to the minute. Because the franc had dropped 1% by 6:38. How long did it take to do it? 16 minutes. If you had been getting a cup of coffee, maybe you were down the hall visiting the Johnny, and you came back, you would have missed the whole action. It would just be on your screen. Again, traders said the SNB intervened at 6:22 p.m. in Zurich on January the 29th because the franc dropped 1% by 6:38 p.m. after not fluctuating more than 0.3% in 3 days. Price moves suggest another sale on February the 5th at 3:58 a.m. They're right down to the minute. And look, that's 6:22 p.m., that's aftermarket. 3:58 a.m., everyone's asleep, right? Following the franc's 15-month high, it weakened 1.9% in the next 4 minutes. Bloomberg data shows. Double down, the author continues. Martin Guth, an analyst for Landesbank Baden-Württemberg in Stuttgart, said the SNB probably acted twice on February the 12th, pushing the franc down 0.4% each time within 4 minutes or less. First at 9:36 a.m., and then after it rebounded almost to its previous level at 4:46 p.m. It bounced back up again at end of the day, barely changed, and up 0.1% for the week. Here's a quote. I don't see the market having that much respect for the SNB's intervention, said Mark Chandler, who helps Brown Brothers Harriman in New York manage $40 billion in assets as global head of currency strategy. Global head of currency strategy. These guys sit around and think currencies all day. Perhaps some of these are the people that are walking away with $6, $8, $10 million a year bonus money in their pocket, paid for by We the People, perhaps. Options traders have become more bullish on the franc, so on and so forth. The article continues. Very interesting article. I gained a lot of knowledge out of this. I hope you gained a little bit from it, but certainly it underlines, it's a second witness, another voice, when I'm saying to you, be exceedingly careful. I think you'd almost have to be crazy. You either have to be a gambler or somebody with a death wish to get involved in these markets. Invest your savings in things that are not in your own physical possession. That's why I prefer gold and silver coin. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. We're going to pick up now with Dillavu and Howard's Principles of Business Law, the 9th edition. This is Robert N. Corley, William J. Robert, the editors of this edition, and this was published by Prentice Hall back in 1971. We're talking about the Uniform Commercial Code. We're talking about the principles of business law, everything about it that you would find in a course of law in a university. So we're going to university-level learning now. We talked a little bit about the economy. Now we're in the law of economy, lex mercatoria, the law of the merchants. not quite the same as the common law. It's not quite the same as Corpus Juris Civilis, the civil law from Rome. A little different. It's an advancement. And this is not antiquity, although it is 40 years old as a text. It's one of the ways that you can go to law school on a dime is just go buy the books and sit down and read them. That's what we're doing, just kind of working through it. And for the last few days, we've been going through the concept of property. We did start out with the idea that property is a man's life, according to Andrew J. Galambos, a man I respect for his writings. I didn't ever know him personally, but he went around and gave a lot of seminars. Apparently wasn't 100% with these things in his own life, but he taught well on it, I guess. But it is a very sound beginning when you think that property is and could be best defined as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, property isn't necessarily terra firma or all of the things in your house. Its chief, most important place of beginning is with you, the body physical, and your spirit, no doubt, as well. The body being much like a chalice to carry around and transport and protect and serve and defend and nourish the mind, the spirit. So you're not going to find that in law. One of these days, hopefully soon, we'll have a guest on and we'll talk about his experience where he wasn't able to obtain a bar license in California because he believed in God of all things. Isn't that crazy? But the legal beagles don't like that. They don't want this etherical or metaphysical thing floating around that they can't hang a title on. They can't bring into a financial bondage or something anyway. So we're going to look at property as a relationship now. And it reads this way. In the preceding paragraphs, land, chattels, commercial paper, bonds, negotiable instruments, and written and printed documents are considered things called property. As we study this, we're studying the language of the law merchant. This is the only thing the law merchant has to offer, is their understanding of a language and their facility in the use of that language that you don't understand. It's no different if you were a plumber or a carpenter, an auto mechanic, an engineer, an architect, or any of the other mysteries. This is something they know that you don't know, and when you need to know it, you need to go through them. And if you teach it or practice it without a license, they get gritty. They get a little nasty about that. They like to preserve their little citadel. But anyway, we're just kind of ripping back the veil a little bit here. But all these things, commercial paper, bonds, negotiable instruments, written and printed documents, are considered things. And they're called property. In order to have a more complete idea of the meaning of the term property, we shall in this section refer to things, land, chattels, commercial paper, bonds, written and printed documents, contracts, debts, and choses in action, not as property, but as the subject matter of property. And so, throughout this whole 1,189-page book, here on 989 pages into it, this entire study so far has been learning the definitions, the meanings, the applications of these various terms in law, business law particularly. And they've done it again. In other words, property shall be in this section, land, chattels, commercial paper, bonds, written and printed documents, contracts, debts, and choses and actions, not as property, but as the subject matter of property. Very important. The term property, as here used, means a part or the totality of relationships existing between persons with respect either to physical things or with respect to non-physical, such as contracts, debts, choses in action, patent rights, news, and pensions, the particular relationships with which we are concerned are rights, powers, privileges, and immunities. And these legal relations are defined by the restatement of the law of property as follows. Now, before I go there, let me go here and see if I can quickly turn to it. Mm-hmm. All the bookmarks in the right places, I would hope. Let's see, we go there. That didn't get what I needed. It must be in this other book. I'll have to pass on it and pick it up after the break. Okay. So these legal relations are defined by the restatement of the law of property as follows. A right is a... Wait a minute. Here it is. No, it still wasn't there. I've got so many books on my table, I don't know. A right is a legally enforceable claim of one person against another that the other shall do a given act or shall not do a given act. For every right, there is a corresponding duty. A's right concerning the ownership, possession, and use of his land, his home, his chattels, places. B, under a duty not to interfere with or deny A, his rights. Now, everybody talks about their rights. Well, it's my right to this, it's my right to that. But when you were down at the filling station last or at the coffee shop and someone's talking about rights, 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 you Americans will soon know what it's like to have no rights any longer. When people are talking about their rights, have you ever asked them to define their use of the word right? What does right mean to you? Would you have given this definition? But according to the restatement of the law of property, a right is a legally enforceable claim of one person against another, that the other shall do a given act or shall not do a given act. Now here's a power. A power is an ability on the power of a person to produce a change in a given legal relation by doing or not doing a given act. That's a power. For every power, there is a corresponding liability. Just as for every right, there is a corresponding duty, for every power, there is a corresponding liability. Where A gives B his agent, B is the agent, A gives B his agent, authority to transfer his, A's, land. You do that when you engage the services of a realtor or a lawyer. Okay? B has the power to change A's legal relation with respect to that land. Thus, A is under a liability that such a change will be made. Liability here does not mean duty. One often says liability to pay money. What is meant in this situation is a duty to pay money. You could take the very same and think about it from the standpoint of agency in regards to our representative system of government, where A, you or I, the voter, whatever, the citizen, the person domiciled in and dwelling within that voting precinct that brings forward the agent to represent them on all things according to law, the lawgivers, the law makers, where A gives B, his agent, the politician, or representative, more better spoken, authority to transfer his or A's voice, if you will, to either your county courthouse or your state house or your town council or to the United States federal government, to the Congress. We have these powers and agencies, which is why I have reserved and held off on an exhaustive discussion of representation, because representation in itself is lofty to try and wrap your mind around it. Is it even possible to represent someone else? Or is that itself a legal fiction inside of our education process? Now here's another. We've heard about a right and a power. Now here's a privilege. I'll have to pick up the privilege on the other side of this break, and I'll see if I can't dig up what I was looking for. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Yeah. Turned it to get my photographic memory didn't just me. It's not the same kind of photographic memory that some people have. I have a positional memory that helps me to remember quadrants of pages where I've seen something in the past, and the book, sometimes I can actually see the cover of the book or things like that. But anyway, I actually turned to the right page, but I had not highlighted the key word that my memory was trying to find. Now I did highlight it. Here, I'm going to give you a little bit. And we're diving into the origins of the common law briefly here. This by Arthur R. Hoag. Because I wanted to open up these topics just a little bit, these definitions. We're in John Shipman Gray in his Nature and Sources of the Law. Back in 1909, wrote, Gray's comments illustrate, incidentally, the tension between stability and change having approved the adjustment of the law to social needs. The adjustment of the law to social needs. You know how many times you've heard of the Constitution as a living document, so on? This is this continuing development or devolution, if you will, into a system of law that is ever-changing. One should remember, here's the quote, one should remember that most legal conceptions alter and there may be few which are so based on eternal principles that they cannot change. While the order of nature continues, yet their change is often exceedingly slow, and many of them go back as far as we have a clear knowledge of human affairs, and show to our eyes no signs of decay. It's kind of a basic fundamental principle when we understand the common law. As the common law for centuries looked back to the Wittagemont and others in Germany, the Angles, the Saxons, I should say, and the phrase that I've read so often is from time out of mind. And you'll read it and you'll find that written in Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England and the writings of Sir Edward Coke and John Littleton as well, from time out of mind. No one can remember when. Why do we always do it this way? Because we always have. When did we start? No one can remember. That's a pretty good candidate for common law. But as we go through this process then, and as law began to develop in more modern ways, even at the time of Edward Coke and Littleton and at Blackstone and now today, there were changes that needed to happen, little things. Now here's what I'd remembered. Any encounter with the common law may reveal this tension, this polarity between the permanent and the expedient. Courts resort to a legal fiction or grasp at a mere hint of an analogy. Anything to avoid open confession that they are pouring new wine into old bottles. A legal fiction, of course, is an assertion which the court permits and allows no one to challenge during a trial. Thus, the court achieves a desired result. And it continues. But in an early, I think it's the third Black's Law Dictionary, a listener sent to me a quote long ago that the truth in a court of law is whatever you say. The court will take it as truth, provided you never change what you've said. That falls under then perjury. You've lied, obviously. What you said previously couldn't possibly be true. Now you're saying something different. You've perjured yourself, and you're in trouble. So when William Jefferson Clinton, talking about the blue dress, it all depends on what is. You could, in the court of law, under legal fiction, define is for that particular chosen action, and as long as you stay with that definition, the court will run with it. You could say up is down, down is up. You could say Taliban freedom fighter or whatever you wanted. You could say Saudis with box cutters, Building 7 fell, all those things. And as long as you never change your story, it's accepted as truth in the court of law, as far as my understanding goes. Well, so we've looked at a right, we looked at a power, now we're going to look at a privilege. A privilege is a legal freedom on the part of one person as against another to do a given act, or legal freedom not to do a given act, a privilege. For every privilege, there is an absence of a right. So, for every right, there is a corresponding duty. For every power, there is a corresponding liberty. And for every privilege, there is an absence of a right. A has the privilege of painting his house. All others have no right or concern with his privilege. Unless you happen to live under the International Property Maintenance Code, where your municipality or your county can say you can't paint that house, or you must paint that house. An immunity is a freedom on the part of one person against having a legal relation altered by a given act or omission to act on the part of another person, an immunity. A freedom on the part of one person against having a legal relation altered by a given act or omission to act on the part of another. For every immunity on one side, there is a disability on the other side. A owes B money, secured by a mortgage. A pays B. A is now immune from any legal right of B's to foreclose, and B is under a disability. Now it continues, running out of time, got about 3 minutes left. If a person has all the rights, powers, privileges, and immunities that one is capable of having with one person or with all the persons in the world with respect to or concerning land or chattels, tangible and intangible, then such aggregate of legal relations constitutes property. And we talk about property rights. We talk about rights, rights. But seldom do we understand how they will be interpreted in a court of law or how we would proceed. Sometimes, and I've heard some of the lawmongers and pettifoggers, you know, it's all in those first few moments as a pro se litigant, when you're defending yourself or if you've hired or retained the services of an attorney. It's all in the first little bit. It's in the pleading. It's in how you start that sets up the whole condition. And you come draped in a Title IV flag, and you got your three-cornered hat, and you got your 50-caliber black powder, and you're dressed in buckskins, and you're a man on the land standing in freedom, right? Well, if the court has patience and enough time in the day, they might listen to your opening statements. But it all begins right there. And then whatever you say is true until you contradict yourself. So we can find again, if a person has all the rights, powers, privileges, and immunities that one is capable of having with one person or with all the persons in the world with respect to or concerning land or chattels, tangible and intangible, then such aggregate of legal relations constitutes property. And again, I always like to remind the listeners and myself, especially, to walk a mile or two in somebody else's moccasins before you pick up rocks and start throwing. Jesus sat in the sand and wrote the names of the people that were standing there trying to stone a harlot to death. Let the man without sin cast the first stone. If you understand all of these niche builders, all of these specialists, all of these mystery folk, and certainly as we continue our inquiry into law, if we can understand the magnitude of the discussion, then I believe that when we are becoming vocal local in our local town councils and city councils and county councils or at board meetings, school boards, water boards, sewer boards, all of that, if we understand and certainly have done our homework in advance, the challenge that the other party might be facing, then we won't be offensive to them initially. And we may have more success. If you come in with your bullhorn blaring, it's like anyone else. If someone shoves you, you might shove them back. If they push in line, you resist. If they press on your shoulder, you automatically resist the pressure. These elected and unelected boards and councils are the same way. Offer a helping hand up to knowledge as opposed to coming in shoving, and you might get a lot farther, much quicker. And we're flat out of time today in our states and globally. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Till then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.